Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Now, I say latest to him.
Suamala Awi. Hello, Sean Hoppy, if you're listening via the listener app.
Good man, Sean Hoppy. Very good looking bloke too, just quietly.
Lay back to Boyd, and then it goes across for AJ Brimson. He'll play at 18 metres inside Sharks' end of the field. Boyd again, and then Wallace got it away to Sexton. Sexton almost through and pulled down 18 metres out, and just to the right-hand side of the upright. He'll play it back to Boyd once again. It comes across to Fortuwaka. Sharks 24, Titans 6, Triple M NRL. As always, is thanks to Maccas and Ream, and aren't they doing some good things at Maccas at the moment? And I'll come back to that. Sexton kicks back in.
Oh, Wallace.
Up, and Wallace scores. Wallace scores a simple try off a simple kick. And now it's 24-10. Two tries to the big fella Wallace.
Yeah, absolutely. It was great kick. Toby Sexton started to run the football. And they're starting to look dangerous, the Titans. Here they come. Is there enough time left? If they kick this, they'll be 12 points behind. Still two scoring points, but Toby Sexton's kicking game.
Unbelievable.
It was brilliant. It's a great pickup by Jared Wallace.
Oh, wow.
And he dives over and he gets the ball down.
Yeah.
God, that's great vision from Sexton.
Mate.
Just a young kid. He's been under the pump at the moment. He's doing it all himself. His running game, just in the late, he's taken on the tide forwards. He's starting to push his nose through. And just then, great vision with the kicking game. The big J-Wall.
Oh, J-Wall, he is celebrating. He's letting everyone know he scored two tries.
And I think one last week.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sharks 24, Titans 10, 9 minutes left in the game. Triple M rocking the footy, and we're doing it for Maccas. This week, only score a small McChicken meal and cheeseburger for just $6 on the My Maccas app. With over 80 years of manufacturing in Australia, we all love Ream hot water. And please, no more tweets or emails about Charlie White on the sideline yesterday. The sideline eye candy. Down to the sideline eye candy for today, Ben Dobbin.
He was very good yesterday, Chicka White. I was listening. He was outstanding, thorough. And some stats, Maroon, that none of us on the sidelines have ever got. He's gone deep with his research yesterday. And, boy, oh, boy, he's put a lot of the other sidelines on notice. Brent Reed rang me about it, very concerned. Emma Lawrence, very concerned. I tell you what, he's really made a statement.
Oh, Emma Lawrence. Hey, listen, Emma Lawrence, when you talk about candy and you go to Dobbo, it's John Candy's lookalike.
Mate, Dobbo is looking great at the moment. Well done, Dobbo.
Dobbo, you are looking. Yeah. You are looking in it. You are.
Oh, boys, mate.
In good shape. Here we go, Brimson. Brimson's away.
Oh, Jesus.
And Brimson will take the tackle. Now, you are looking very fit at the moment there.
I call you
Johnny Weissmuller. Here's Firma. Firma will play at 15. He's
Tarzan.
Side of the halfway line. Tanner Boyd gets in there to dummy half with 8 minutes left in the game. Boyd, and then to the centre, Wallace. And then it comes out to Liu, who's going to play at 8 metres short of a halfway line. Can they do it, the Titans? They need two more converted tries. Sexton, Masters. Masters almost through, but taken by the ever-reliable Cam McInnes, about 29 metres out. A dummy half, Sexton. Boyd, Tino Fasuamala'awi is chopped down 21 metres out and virtually right in front of the post on tackle five. Boyd is there, goes short side back for the kick then from AJ Brimson. Up they go, down it comes, taken by Sione Katoa, who'll get up and play it in the field of play. 24-12, 7.5 minutes left to go. And I think that's Phil Sami is down with an injured left knee. So Dobbo will be keeping an eye on that as Moylan gets in there to dummy half. And then he's got the pass away to Cam McInnes, former Dragon, former Rabbitoh, former Pagewood Maris boy to Cam McInnes, just up the road from me. Comes out now to the wing. And it comes back from Nakora to Sione Katoa.
Great tackle.
And he'll play it five short of the halfway line. The play the ball was quick. Brayley is there. And back there to Nico Hines, who kicks from 45 out. And the chase is on from Nico. And it's taken by Campbell. 15 metres out. No change with 6.5 to go. And now here he is, Corey Thompson. He might be everybody's second favourite player. I haven't even seen him out there today. He'll get up and play it back. And then it goes to Bo Firma. And he will be tackled by Toby Rudolph. He looks like he won't need the ream hot water, Wendell. Your man, Corey Thompson.
Yeah.
19 metres out and then plays it back to Tanar Boyd, who gets it away to Wallace. Oh, Wallace gets it back inside to Liu. Liu gets completely dacked that time. I mean, we've seen everything. He'll play it back to Tanar Boyd and then to come across for the kick from Sexton. Who's there to clean up the dregs? Trindle. Six to go, Sharks 24, Titans 12. And then Hunt gets in a dummy half. Here is the man of the moment, Miller. Coffs Harbour Comet via Sawtelle Panther down to the sideline, Ben Dobbin.
Yeah, so Philip Sami has hurt his knee. He's off the field now. He is walking around aided, but back around, but not good signs. It looks like an ankle or a knee injury, but he is walking with some assistance as he comes back around. So at the end of the night, with only five to play for Philip Sami.
Yeah, it looks like both Ermals moved out to the centres on the left-hand side for the Titans.
Here's Sione Katoa. Now, if any doubt about this game could be put to bed with a field goal from the Sharkies. It's tackle five. They're 29 metres out, but they go short side. Nick O'Hines puts up a kick. In come the Chasers. It's batted back for the Sharks. It's batted back again. Oh, but hang on. It's picked up by Brimson. And he knows things are getting desperate. 25 metres, his own side of the halfway line.
What's Katoa
now,
doing?
Katoa's gone in there. Then Wallace goes in there, and they're pushing and shoving. And I don't know what happened then. It just erupted out of nothing. It really did. We need to have a look at this on the Harvey Norman replay board.
Yeah, I think Katoa's around the leg, and he twists, and then AJ... and him get in a slinging match, because I think he meant that, you know, like he's twisted his ankle and he just said something. Katoa.
What happened on the ground there? So I've got a.
Oh, yes, he did, yeah.
Yeah, like he twisted and AJ just sort of. He sort of pushed his leg out.
Yeah.
And he gets up to punch him.
Yeah, and then Wallace got over the top and pushed Katoa.
So listen. I've already blown the penalty, right?
All right?
But you have to watch yourself because you very easily go into the bin.
Oh, yeah. No, Ash
I'm
Klein.
Not going to let my player sit there get his leg twisted and then fucking still over the top.
Oh, is yeah. Ash Klein. Is that Jared Wallace? He's
let me just make sure the player's all right.
All right.
We like to play on here.
You know what? Let it go. Right?
Yeah.
So AJ didn't like it, so he sort of put his boot up. He thought that he struck his boot out at him. He takes offence. Jared comes to stick up for his teammate. That's all fair. Let's go. Let's get on with the game.
Yeah, mate, if that was me, I'll, a few blokes would have got douched up then. Boom, boom, boom. Remember when I looked at Ian Roberts one night? I couldn't put it in reverse quick enough. 100%. Him and Les Davidson.
Sharks 24, Titans 12. And this will be just about it. Phil Sami going up the tunnel for the ream hot water. Wallace, Campbell,
good play.
Masters steps inside Moylan. And then they get at him in numbers. Teague Wilton will just hang on to him.
I like Teague Wilton. There's something about him. He's a really good young player.
23 metres back. Liu is now 20 metres out. 4 minutes left on tackle three. Played to Tanner Boyd. Given to Wallace. Given to... hint of obstruction there on Tino Fasulmalawi. It'd be better to just take the tackle. 10 metres out, right in front of the sticks, virtually on tackle four. 4 minutes left, Tanner Boyd left. Wallace, he throws it behind the sex bomb, who goes back to pick it up, Toby Sexton.
Six to go.
And takes the tackle 10 metres out. Tackle count restarts. They won't go away, the Titans. Now Campbell. And now it comes out, Masters throws the dummy and scores. Well, they have to convert before anything else can happen. 24-16, Triple M Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard. Masters threw the dummy and just went himself. But they've got to convert this try, Gordy, or it's all come to nothing.
Yeah, Campbell just throws a beautiful cutout ball to Masters. And Mulatalo goes for the intercept, comes up with fresh air. But is it too little, too late? What is it? It's going to be 3 minutes to go. They score. He's got to kick this, Toby Sexton, to give them any chance. Can they have the grandstand finish what they had last week against the Dragons?
41%, the Triple M kick predictor. First try for today for Asan Masters. Had a stint with the Tigers.
Well, might have a little stint with
South.
He's good at striking them. He's a very good kicker.
Well, if he kicks this, Jermaine, we have got a real game on our hands for the final few minutes.
I don't think he'll kick this.
You don't think he will? Okay.
I like your positivity.
All right. Let's leave. He's got a lot of Sharkies fans there booing him and giving him the what for. Here comes Jermaine. The kick. The kick looks all right. It's coming around. I tell you what. Oh, he's kicked it. Sharks 24, Titans 18. Dobbo, we've got a game on our hands with three to go.
Yeah, we certainly do. And this is what the Titans do. Last week against St. George, St. George kicked out to a big lead, and it was Jared Wallace that got them back into the game, and then they tied it up. They went to Golden Point. They won. They're not uncommon. They love a late finish. We all remember here against the West Tigers, it was AJ Brimson that scored right on the bell when that game was almost on. The Titans, they stay in the fight. That's one thing about them. They're always grinding away. And now it's a six-point ball game in the wet with 3 minutes to play. Game on, Maroon.
And we do it for Reiman Mackers back to the halfway line. Ash Klein will get us underway again. Sharks 24, Titans 18. As Triple M rocks the footy. And Nico Hines in no hurry to get things underway. 1 minute and 6 seconds to be exact. There's the kick from Nico. It's deep. It's taken on the full by Sexton. And it's given to Wallace. Oh, he's knocked it on. Wouldn't you know it? Wouldn't you know it? Immediately the ball goes out now for Connor Tracy. But some teams off scoring this year, the next set, they are awful. Way back to Sione Katoa. Gets it away to Nakora. Eight metres out. What's wrong with you now?
No, I'm nothing, mate. Stop looking at
me. You wouldn't believe it. We've got a tweet here. Ball comes across now for Toby Rudolph. And the tweet asks the question, Wendell, do you like taking baths? Now out of dummy half, Tolman. 24-18 away.
Yeah, of
make
course,
much
who
difference.
Doesn't?
2 minutes left in the game. And then it goes again from Brayley. At the Trindle, steps off the right, back into the traffic. Now he's going backwards.
Oh,
now
bang.
He's taken by Wallace. It's like he hit a brick wall.
Yeah, Jay Wall went, come here, boy.
Tanar Boyd as well, 10 metres out, right in front of the post on tackle four. Right side, Nico Hines. I thought he's going to have a crack at field goal. He changes direction, comes back into the middle, gets it away then onto the man of the moment, Miller. Miller got it away. That might be a knock on. It was.
Yeah.
It wasn't. Now, what's his clock doing? Is it all of a sudden we've got 2 minutes left again?
Shot clock on.
Is something go? Did I miss something there with the clock?
No.
It was 3 minutes ago. Now there's.
Oh, I beg your pardon. Yeah. I beg your pardon. My producer's just telling me we've had to reset our clock. So that's Charlie White.
Reset your what?
Yeah, our clock. So we've still got 90 seconds left. I beg your pardon. Yeah. There's something. That clock went AWOL for a second then. Maybe nobody reset it from daylight saving or something. I don't know. So now, this might be their final chance. Brimson gets it away then onto Firma. Firma's taken by Nakora. 15 metres out, he will play it back away. Jay Brimson, here's Corey Thompson. Thompson's hit hard by Trindle. 25 metres out from the halfway line on tackle two. Tanar Boyd at dummy half. Sends it back toward the middle to Masua Mala. This time they knock it on again. And in the fair dinkum department, well, they don't deserve to win. That time round, it was the Sex Bob, Toby Sexton. Now we've got 1 minute left. Now we've got the Sharks in possession of the ball. And they'll just sit out the set. Do you like bubbles in the bath, Wendell? Or just,
oh, yeah. I love right. bubbles, yeah. Nice. And the rubber ducky.
And the ball comes across to old man Tolman. But do you get in the shower before you get in the bath?
I do.
Yeah, I like to do that too, just wash everything up a bit. Then Brayley, he gets a pass away to Rudolph. Rudolph's going to be caught over the line. Can he get it down now?
Okay, tackle
held
three
up, says
times
Ash
off.
Klein.
You'll play the ball, Toby, out 10.
Well, we've got 35 seconds left now. It will take an absolute miracle. An absolute miracle. And back to the, you know, I always look fat in the bath, though, Wendell, I find. You've got to look straight down on your gut. Brayley is there. Nico Hines. Here comes Lockie Miller again, the Coffs Harbour kid. Swags out of one tackle, pushes out of another, and he'll take the tackle 5 metres out. Brayley again. Here's Hines for field goal.
Yeah.
Has a shot. I don't think there'll be too much problem with that.
Yep.
We wait till we see the referee say field goal is successful. Sharks 25, Titans 18. That will be the ball game.
Hey, congratulations to your man too, Anthony Albanese, new PM. South Sydney man.
Well, he's a South Sydney man. He's not necessarily my man, but yes, I know what you're saying, and we wish him all the very, very best.
Yes. So you didn't vote for him?
I'm not saying whether I voted for him or not.
Okay.
But say he's my man suggests that I did.
Oh, okay, sorry.
No, that's okay.
A man as in the
bunny. I know what you're saying, yeah. 25-18 Sharks over the Titans. Well, are you thinking about the home loans man of the match there, Gordon?
Yes. Yes, I am. And to our friend ScoMo, unlucky, Russ.
And anyway, here's the Campbell. They've gone the short kickoff. Campbell's got the ball. He gets around one. He gets around. No, he can't get around Nico Hines. Maybe they score with a second to go. And there's the full-time siren. Well, they get a penalty anyway. They cannot win the game now, the Titans.
That was
deliberate. And I've never seen this before.
Hey, the time's off anyway,
Ash Klein has just sent someone to the sin bin.
Nico Hines for a professional foul.
So which
just holds down Campbell. He just holds down Campbell until he gave away a penalty, but didn't think it's the right decision. And Nico Hines did exactly what he's supposed to do there.
On the line.
Well, that's one tackle with 12 men. They have to perform, the Titans.
Yeah, they'll get it done.
Now, Tanner Boyd and now Sexton. Left side for Tuaka. AJ Brimson puts a kick.
Oh, great skill.
Picked up Katoa. By Sione Katoa. And Sione's away. Gets around Wallace. Tanner Boyd stops him. And that'll be the ball game with Nick Al Hines in the bin. It made absolutely no difference. The Sharkies are back on the winning list. 25 points to 18. Full time. Good win for the Sharkies. Always good if you can get away for a win at Seabass Stadium. And it was a good effort from the Titans. But as both the fellas alluded to, they've just got to be better in the second half. There's just got to be more good quality football in them in the second half. The boys are just calculating their last few thoughts on who will be man of the match. Very impressed with Lachie Miller at fullback. Obviously, it goes without saying, Nick Al-Hines had a great game. Brayley was good. Moylan always reliable. Are you ready to make the call?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to give 1 point to Toby Rudolph in the middle. I thought he was absolutely outstanding for the Sharks today. 15 carries, well over 100 metres and 30 tackles with no misses on a night like tonight when they were starting to get under pressure late in the game. 2 points goes to Nico Hines. His kicking game, his all-round general, you know, game management was first class, and on debut tonight, Lachlan Miller.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, well done. Yeah, well done, Lachie.
Seriously, on debut in conditions like that, 19 runs, 250 metres.
Wow. What a motor.
Yeah, great.
Scored a try too, and had a fair bit of pressure on him as well.
Let's go down to Emma Lawrence, courtesy of Channel 9 with Nico Hines.
Back at home after a good win last week, so we knew it was going to come down to that final 79th minute, 80 minute, and it sort of did, so I'm just really happy. So proud of Lachie Miller too. What a debut. One of the best I've seen him being part of, and I'm just so proud of him. He's worked extremely hard, so good on him.
How special was the week to be able to witness him get that jersey and to be able to get a try as well?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And to have his family in there last night, you know, everyone got really emotional, and he's worked extremely hard. He's played sevens and then took a chance to come over here and play rugby league, and at 27 years old, that's a tough thing to do. And he's here and he's done it, and yeah, his family should be so proud. I think they're all here, so I'm very happy for him.
How good is it playing with someone like Ronaldo Mulatalo? You set him up and then he set you up as well.
Yeah, it's good fun. You know, he's one of those guys that you love playing with but probably hate playing against because he's a bit chirpy, but yeah, I love playing with him.
All right, go and enjoy the win. Thanks, Nico.
Thanks, Emma. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Em. Triple M's own Emma Lawrence on the sideline there, and now we might go to we've got Jared Wallace.
You've got to wait on a poor start there.
And let's go down to Jared.
Chasing your tail from there.
Yeah, I thought our intent to start the game, like the second half, was really good. The boys are running hard and that, but we can't just attack. We need to be able to back that up with defence. And yeah, we didn't fill up down that short side, and we knew that they're like number one for taking on those short sides. And you know, they hurt us there, got two quick tries, and then you know, trying to run a team down like that, it's hard. You know, they've been playing some great footy, and you know, Nico, and they just ended up hurting us.
Disappointed with the result, but there was a couple of positives, and you got a double today. Do you remember the last time you got a double?
Yeah, I do actually. Only because I've only ever scored one other in my career last year. But you know, I just found myself in the right place at the right time, and you know, just pushing with the boys there, and I was just lucky. I was probably lucky to hold on to that one to come off the grubber, but. No, it was, you know, it's always nice to get a meat pie to get two.
That wasn't a fluke, that one?
Oh, absolutely. No, way. I train for that every week. Yeah. But definitely a fluke.
All right, unlucky today. It's on again next week, the Broncos.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I always love playing that game, you know, being the old club and stuff like that. And they're playing fantastic footy at the moment, which, you know, obviously it's always good to see the old club obviously doing well. Just don't want them to do well against us next week. But, you know, they obviously need to get up and play some good footy and, you know, get up and play that local derby.
All right, mate. Thank you.
Thanks, Logan.
That's Darren Lockyer speaking with Jared Wallace. Full-time Sharks 25, Titans 18, homeloans.com.au. Homeloans.com.au, the best and fairest when it comes to home loans. Our man of the match is Lachlan Miller on debut. Sharks 25, Titans 18, that's about all we've got. We'll see you next week. Wendell, have a great week. We'll talk to you, man.
Giddy up.
As Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M NRL game highlights.
Way back, left side they go. Brimson comes back toward the middle. Gets out of one tackle, AJ. Offloads the ball to Wallace and he dives over right beside the post. Oh, yeah. Jared Wallace, the old boy of the team, scores. It's played back again to Brayley. Got it away to Nakora. Brayley on the runaround. Pass goes out to Connor Tracy. And they go over for a good one, the Sharkies. Great play. Played back to Brayley. Brayley to Moylan. Moylan to Talakai. He got it away to Mulitalo. He's got some space, Mulitalo. He's got some support too. Back in field to Nico Hines. And he slides over. Here they come now, the Sharkies on the attack. Brayley is there out of dummy half. Now Moylan, now Hines, now he floats one out. Mulitalo, wow. What a pass. And Mulitalo goes over in the corner. Just the most superb pass, Gordon.
Absolutely. That ball was brilliant. The old-fashioned out ball, he passed the ball to space.
It bounces awkwardly again. Miller. Oh, Miller. Here we go. Miller picks it up. He's gone right through. Wow. He's over the halfway line. Miller, he's over the 30. He's going to score, Coffs Harbour. Wow. He's going to score a beautiful try. Lachlan Miller, the Coffs Harbour Comet on debut. Sexton kicks back in.
Wallace scores.
Wallace scores a simple try off a simple kick. And now it's 24-10. Two tries to the big fella Wallace. They won't go away, the Titans. Now Campbell. And now it comes out Masters. Throws the dummy and scores. Brayley again. Here's Hines for field goal. Has a shot. I don't think there'll be too much problem with that. Sharks 25, Titans 18. That will be the ball game.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.